This podcast was recorded at Hartford Street Zen Center, Isanji, in San Francisco. Please help support our temple by making a donation at hszc.org.
So we've arrived at our last full retreat day together. And whether we know it or not, the Buddha Way is unfolding as we practice. Buddha Dharma may be unique in its insistence on giving up what we ordinarily rely on, is some more or less elaborate construction of the world and the people and objects in it. And of course, Buddha's great insight is that ways of saying it, world and person are not separate. And the heart of everything is a fertile, very much alive, nothing. Of course, we know that the world doesn't look that way exactly. The world looks like it's full of people and things doing stuff. And a great deal, or perhaps most of the stuff that is being done is based on the fact that we don't see how things actually are. And Buddha definitely I was going to say hit the nail on the head, but that sounds kind of violent. So he definitely got it right when he said that the world of sentient beings, suffering beings, turns on the hub of greed, aversion, anger, confusion, and so forth. And the power for that engine, it comes from wrong view. Given that we seem to be swamped with the consequences of wrong view over and over, there's never been a better time for everyone to dispense with wrong view. And the Buddhas and ancestors were kind enough to provide a path. Path or marga is one of the most important concepts in Buddhism. Of course, the fourth so-called noble truth is the truth of the path. Recalled the other day that when I noisily announced that I was a Buddhist at age whatever I was, 14, to the alarm of my parents, right around that time, I went to borrow my father's pocket watch, which I sometimes carried around. And I noticed in the drawer there was paper with something written on it. And I looked at it and I saw that it was the Four Noble Truths. So he'd gone somewhere and looked up something and written down the Four Noble Truths, including the Eightfold Path. Never told me about it. But I was very touched by that. So there was the path unfolding. When people come to practice, there's usually a honeymoon period. A lot of things seem new and exciting, and there are theatrical costumes, such as I'm wearing. Interesting aromas and lights, and it's all kind of wonderful. But then as all honeymoons must, the honeymoon ends, and one is kind of confronted once again with the day-to-day. And the day-to-day may look very much the same both before one encounters teaching of the Buddhas and ancestors and after. And the perhaps miraculous transformation that was longed for doesn't seem to be happening. Well, the miraculous transformation is happening, but you can't see it. And this can throw us off. Even if we've been practicing quite a long time, it can throw us off. Our great ancestor, Dongshan, founder of our Buddha family, student who was a pretty good student and practiced diligently. But at some point after the expiration of the honeymoon, he came and spoke with the teacher, and he said, I can't see the essential path. I can't be free of impulsive consciousness. Dongshan said, so do you really think there is such a path? And the student paused a moment and then said, no. And then Dongshan said, how do you come by all those discriminating thoughts and feelings? And his student said, that's what I'm asking you about. In all sincerity, Dongshan said, well, just go where there is no grass for 10,000 miles. Naturally, the student said, how do I go where there's no grass for 10,000 miles? And Dongshan said, go now. Go directly. It isn't recorded whether the student had a great insight, but the story stands as a milestone, exactly. What do they call it? When there's a sign pointing to down the road to the next city. Is that called a finger post? I think it is. Finger post. So Dongshan had provided his student with the finger post. Go now. Go directly. A commentator said, yeah, but there's grass everywhere. And I'm sure to that Dongshan would respond, right. So the place of grass and the place of no grass, either isn't anywhere other than where we are, or it's all just an absurd mess. So personally, I go with the former estimation. Grass is constantly growing, but we are the flower bed. Our life is the life of grass. We are already at the center point of the turning world. And to present the body mind right on this spot is to go directly, to go now. This student of Dongshan's, maybe right then he let that be his practice, because later on he was abbot at the large and famous Huayan Temple in Chang'an, the capital city up north in China. He was said to have 300 students. Dongshan had kindly showed him how to cut the grass and cultivate the grass all at once. So, the path, the marga, is to let these teachings completely into our hearts. Trust them completely. And demonstrate that trust by, among other things, sitting quietly, doing nothing. And we are part of a web of trust that extends throughout the worlds. And eventually we'll gather together all beings. Show them the way to freedom. The place where there's no grass. Or the place where there's grass everywhere. Follow the stream to the source, we say. line from that old poem. Follow the stream to the source and then sit there and watch the clouds pile up. This isn't, mere quietism either. People have sometimes made that complaint about our Buddha family, but unfortunately, they don't understand the actual treasure. There's tremendous vitality in this sitting quietly, doing nothing. I've been pretty sleepy, so nonetheless, I've been experimenting with having my eyes be like the eyes we see in so many of the statues and paintings. Some people think that they look like they're closed, but they're actually not closed. Buddha's eyes are just a little bit open. So I've been sitting with my eyes just a little bit open. Usually, pretty soon, they're not open at all. So I go back again. Let in a little more light. And appreciate the vitality that's there, even if I can't see it. So we should all go directly, go now. Have that be our practice for the rest of today and the rest of our days. Now we have it, so please take care. It's only up to you. Some question.
You said the miraculous transformation is happening now, but we just can't see it. Something like that. And then you said something like unfortunately, or maybe you didn't say unfortunately, but you said this can confuse us. And I was wondering if I wasn't sure if you meant the miraculous transformation happening now was confusing, or that we can't see it was confusing, or both.
That we can't see it may confuse us. It's perfectly reasonable to engage in something like practice and expect decent results. And we definitely get decent results, but they're not the ones that we thought. So we're constantly looking past what's actually happening for something that we cooked up, which is what Dongshan's student was talking about when he said, I can't get rid of impulsive consciousness. Well, of course not. You're alive. So go right away to the place of practice of no grass. And be upright there for 100,000 million kalpas to begin with. Then, whether you plan to or not, as Dogen says, the treasure house opens of itself. And not only will you enjoy it freely, but so will others. Personally, I trust that pretty thoroughly. You will also, yes?
So, while you were doing the Dharma talk, I was thinking, life is full of oxymorons, but I thought I should check in with you. when you talk about this, how can you have a path that is, if there's no grass? Mm-hmm. It's purposely to create a path because there's grass. I've heard a child once say, I want to accomplish a lot in life, child, right? She said, but I don't want to have too much challenges.
Not too many challenges.
Not too much challenges. You want to develop strength in some areas of life and wisdom so they don't seem like they're unsurmountable challenges.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of similar that, those are grass in one's path, either find some source that help you understand that maybe it's not what you think it is,
mm-hmm.
an unsurmountable challenge, and continue forward.
Well, we need to be ready to go to that place instantly. And if we're confronting something that's challenging, it's even more important. Let the mind of no grass for 10,000 miles be itself. And like Dongshan's student, we may think, well, wait, I don't know how to do that. And that's best. We don't know how to do that. Otherwise, as I said, the journey to that place would take forever. Yes?
When you first sit, go to the place with no grass, the first thing that popped into my mind, there is that place. It's the desert.
The desert?
The desert. And then I was thinking, well, that is also the place where so many mystics went. Early monks went to that place of the desert. And then I was thinking, well, maybe that's
Well, the image of the desert is also an image of the end of the honeymoon sometimes. Mm-hmm. And one may have felt one was headed towards a lush and beautiful valley full of flowing water and trees, and instead one finds oneself in a desert. So the important thing then is not to be confused. Not to cover over what's actually happening with some idea of, oh, this is a desert. That way the path keeps unfolding in the midst of whatever is happening. So I hope we're all at home now. What, did you have a question?
Yeah, well, I did. It sometimes seems to me that the best I can do is be upright in the midst of the grass. Mm-hmm. But it seems like that Dongshan is pointing at something else.
No, I don't think so. I think that's what he's pointing at. That's what he means by no grass. To be upright in the place of grass is the place of no grass. That's how it must work. In other words, welcome to the place of no grass. Yes.
So, all there is constantly, always, always, always going to the place of no grass.
You could say so. As long as that journey is instantaneous.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
yeah,
you said, I think that someone in the story said they don't know how to get there, and
right.
You said, Mio, that that's how it should be. Otherwise, it would take forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand. I thought that if you go there instantaneously, it's the way it should be.
Yeah.
In other words, move right to a space of practice in the midst of some kind of challenge or life.
Right. And if you think that the place of no grass is somewhere where you're going to travel to, that could take forever.
Oh.
Okay.
That's what I meant.
I think we've already covered it.
Okay. And now, in this place of no grass, it looks like we're going to have a photo op.
But we have to change clothes.
Oh, no. Now, does the photographer want to do this after the talk, when we gather around the altar? Okay. This is as good a place as any to finish.